Alakanim. There's a lot of tsar for the kanim. Why lakufa? They have to go around it. A kohen can't walk over mace. So drash the mace was shoyoyster shuk. This was a meeting place, a shuk, a marketplace. Shasofik boy, there was a sofik tumma there. Mokya mavriya, people went over there, the rabbin. The rabbin had to walk through this into the street. Fakanim lohay yichayuli kornis, and the kanim couldn't walk through the street now. With ne tumma, because there's a sofik tumma there. With sarach lahakiv derech acher orach, they had to go around the longer road. So there's a lot of tzara for the kohanim. And they didn't know where the tumma was, where the mace was buried. So the yestam of Shimon Lichoy, could you find out for us to know exactly where the mace is, to know where the kohanim can walk, where they can walk? So Shimon Lichoy asked, Omer, he said, Ike Inish, is there anybody here in this city, Diyoda, that knows the Yischazako Chatarva? That way before, a long time ago, does anybody remember there was one time when we know Claude there was Tyra here? Trashi could view the Ischazik Tyra by Shuk. Does anybody know there's Tyra in this city, in this street? Miyomov. Shtohoya Beisak Kvaras Glomov Lenitl of Lysay. There wasn't a real Beisak Kvaras there, they just didn't clean it up. So yes, way before, does anybody remember which place was Torah? Is Omalai Husab, an old person told him yes. Khan Kitsaids Ben Zaka at Turmasi Truma. I know one place here that Ben Zaka used to take their Truma seed type of seeds of Truma. Rashi can't keep his benzakoi. She shot long the okra and the achigdulun. After it grew, he cut it off. Truma said Truma had srichot l'sham b'tayra. Something that had a tushes Truma on it that you're supposed to watch it b'tayra. So it was a tamed in a place you couldn't bring it there. The gam who how you could it was also occurring. The minute after the parva, yeah, zoti gemara is other iyo nami hoki also did like this. So Rashi learns over Yonami, Hoya Makat says he also cut down this Turmusin, this Paris, or Mashtich and Shomani threw it there. V'nas and nase happened with South Hamase Bamokamu, and the mace like floated up at that place. Shom Vitsang, they made it seem there, Lamokamakev is no the other kever is. Hafavort Vasikta, this is where the Psikta learns. Bakal Porn, the Mor says the mace was called Heicha Devikashi, any ground was very hard, Tiare, he said it's Torah. Was mistaken if they would have buried the mace there, the ground would be a little bit soft. Since the ground was very hard, he named on that Zichator. But Halecha, they have roughly any place ground that was soft, finally he thought maybe there would be a mace, and he made it seem there, tell people this it's Tommy. So the kids, he fixed up the street to know exactly where it's Tommy and where it's Tommy. His Alma who saw, but there was no person with him, and he said, Tia ben Yerchoi Beisak Voros, like so spoken dead about Rashim ben Yerchoi, instead you should know he's Matara Beisak Voros, like he's doing something wrong. And then Rashim ben Yerchoi got angry, Omale, Ilmale, Lahi Yisimon, if you wouldn't have been with me, we have to Yisimon, even if you would have been with me, Ulanimisimon, or you didn't agree with me at the time, Yofa Taime, then maybe you could say I didn't do right. Of Achshav Shayisimonu, you Gufu was with me before. But Nimnisimonu, if you are masking to me the way I'm being retired, that it's right. Is Yomru, is it nice what you're doing? People say, Zoinus, Mefarso, Zuazu, that even Zoinus act nice to one another. Tamidichom, Nakoshchen, Avarachimichom have to act nice to one another. So how can you be saying such not nice things now you're saying that I'm being retired by the Kvaris? Is Yoy the Einai, Reb Shimon Yechol, that gave him an eye in horror, looked at him, but Nachmaz, that alone he died. So the more Nachmaz was, Nachmaz the Shukah, then Reb Shimon Yechol went out to the streets. Chazi, he met up now, he saw now Yehuda ben Gerim. He saw this original man, the Amish, that was the whole Maisim started from. That the Yehuda Valoy said nice about the Romans, and the Shimon Yechol said bad about the Romans, and the Yehuda ben Gerim that was there told it over to his parents that got to the Malchus. So because Yehuda ben Gerim, that Reb Shimon Yechai got the Gezer to be killed, and that's when he had to run away. So now Reb Shimon Yechai met up with him. Omar, and he said, dying, yesh lezeh b'olim, he's still alive in this world. His nosem b'ein of Reb Shimon Yechai also gave him like an ayin hara, but he also gal shalat somas, and he turned in to a gal shalat somas. A mountain like of bones. Now he's also got Misa. A Ganesh burned him up. Rashi says, "Yis v'maimer v'nimnis has come to that hen." He also masked to what we said. Lias min aminim. The fact that zu and shachar wrote to Lias, no, they say also nice things about the other people. Galat Thomas kimei shenikol and makes the door that got rotten away. B'sorav v'nafol mizman harvi. Home by the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Gimel Dvorim.
tzorech odom loyma b'toich beisoy erev Shabbos simcha sheicha. There are three things you have to speak out in your house, like yes, your wife. Erev Shabbos means right before Shkia, before Lichtzinden. Esartem, you have to ask your wife, did you take off Maisrus? Pays a mole in Eretz Yisrael. Before you can eat your Tfu and Paris, you have to take off Trumas and Maisrus. And it's also to do it on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you have to ask your wife, did you take off Trumas and Maisrus? Eravtem, do you make an Eruv? Either Erev Chatzeros or else Erev Tachumim. If you want to walk outside the city on Shabbos, you have to make an Eruv beforehand. So you have to ask your wife, did you put the Eruv there? Hedliku was Haner. And this Avad, you don't have to ask your wife, because this you can see if she lit or not. So if she didn't light yet, you have to tell her nicely, it's time to light a Nerus. So Rashi, Imcha Sheikha, Shim Yamayil has Kirim Baba Yomit, and tell your wife in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, Yifsha, she'll forget. She'll be for sure, she'll say, I have plenty of time to do it. There's no rush to do it now, and later she'll forget. Therefore, you're supposed to tell your wife, like right before Shkia. A Sartim Rashi, Peris Ilim, the fruits of the trees, Lesu the Shabbos, what you want to eat for Shabbos. Shafa achilas arai shall Shabbos kevas lemaisa. The usual halacha that if you eat something arai, you don't have to take off trumas and maisus. It's only if you eat it lekfa. But arai you don't have to. Mashenkin what you eat on Shabbos since Sude Shabbos only Shabbos it's koveya even to eat it arai. Just take a snack. So therefore you can't have a snack before you take off trumas and maisus. So you have to ask your wife before and did she take off the trumas and maisus? Kederamina sech the beitzon the Shabbos einig yikri. Shabbos called an einig. Mikol shehu a heavy oinik. Any little bit you eat on Shabbos is a chelik of oinik Shabbos, and it's kevas lemaisa. You have to take off trumas lemaisus. A raftam next shalus Rashi ruv etchumim, or else bechatzeres. Either you want to take a ruv etchumim, you want to walk outside of trumas Shabbos, you have to put a pas there, or else bechatzeres. Bahani trei shaych lememrinu b'loshin shela. Hey, the first two you have to ask your wife: did you do the erev or did she do the trumas lemaisus? The shem mekvar also maybe they did it already. Avul v'ne'er l'shayach had l'kosum. The dover hanir lainu. It's not shayach to ask her, did she light or not? Like you can see, did she light the candles or not? So in such, you didn't light the candles, means you have to remind her, it's right before Shkia now, please go and light the candles. So the Mishneh, sofik ha-sheicha, sofik ein ha-sheicha. This portion means, bein ha-shmoshes, it already became after Shkia, and you have a sofik, is it called Laila, is it Mama Shabbos, or it's not Shabbos yet, is ein meister nesavadi. You have vadai tevel, that's for sure you didn't take off trumas and maisus. Midirabonin, it's also to take off trumas and maisus on Shabbos. And even Bein HaShemoshes, at this time of the Mishnah holds, the Rabbonin made the Xeris even Bein HaShemoshes. And I feel you doing the Dvar Mitzvah, like you want to eat this food on Shabbos to become Renik Shabbos, still there were Geizer Shvus Bein HaShemoshes. Vayitavien matfil nesakelim. If you bought new kelim, and the Lachrid, you're not supposed to use them before you tobe them in the kelim, so you can't be. You can't be table these kelim on Shabbos. That's also a gzera the rabbonim. It's messed like you'd be misak in the keli. Vayta v'yei madlikim asaneris. This trita. Hey, sofik hasheicha, it's a sofik. If it's Shabbos or not, you can't do an issa deraisa. You can't go to light candles now. If it's a sofik, maybe it's Shabbos already. Trashi sofik hasheicha. Kagoyim ben ashmoshes. This is the normal case of ben ashmoshes. Ein maisrin asavadi. You can't take off trumas and maisrin from vadi tevel. The tikin malyu. This is called the tikkun, like you're being misakin, you're fixing the oichel. Afagad the shvus bialmi, even though it's only an issa the rabbonin, there's no issa in the right to take off shumas and maisus. The rabbonin will go is there, because it looks like you're being misakin the kli. Kisova they hold, gozo, this tana holds, gozo ala shvus af abena shmushes. Even though I think this rabbi, there's a sheet that later holds bena shmushes, they didn't make the xeris from the rabbonin. Our tana holds, no, they made the xeris even bena shmushes, even though it's only an issa the rabbonin. It's also an Issa Rabbonin. It looks like you're being misakin the kli. You can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos. This is a vadi. You can't light the neiros on Shabbos. It says this, and for sure not the other one. I mean, if it says the first ones you can't do, for sure you can't do this light candle. That's an Issa Deraisa. So at the Mishnah, the Chiddush is, Avo Maisre Nesatimai. If you have Sofik Peiris that you bought from an Amoritz, so Aloch Riz Medirabon, you're supposed to take off Trumas and Maisris, this you're allowed to do even Ben Hashemoshes. It's like a Sveik Sveika. Trashi Avo Maisre Nesatimai, Tleidomi Le Mesakin, it's not really Doima like the Ramesh being Mesakin fixing these Peiris. The Roiv Amoritz Maisrin Hain, was Midiraiser, Roiv Vinamon, they did take off Trumas and Maisris. So it's only Midirabonin, and we have before, it's only Chumra Midirabonin, so this Chumra they didn't put Ben Hashemoshes. Ma'arvin, who are then you allowed to make an Eruv, Ben Ashmoshes, Sadrashi, Eruv, Uva Gemara Parut, Umar's Nestakashasum. It's a theory in the Mishnah alone. Here we're saying now, Ma'arvin, you can make an Eruv, Ben Ashmoshes. That means a Sophic Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Eruv. Drashi, or Tanan Liel, in the beginning of the Mishnah said, Imcha Sheikh Raftin, you have to ask your wife before Shkiyah, did you make an Eruv? Mekamit Levi Sophic, Mashmi, you have to ask her before it becomes Ben Ashmoshes. Mashmi becomes Ben Ashmoshes, you can't make an Eruv. And here the Mishnah at the end says, Umarvin, you can make an Eruv, even Ben Ashmoshes. Vaita Vitamin Esachamin, you're allowed to make Hatzmona. Means if you have a hot pot, a hot soup, Amol, they didn't like to leave the fire on, so right before Shabbos, you would take the hot soup off the fire and put it into a toimin. You put it into like shmatis all around it. You cover it up with towels to keep the heat inside it. So that's also to do on Shabbos, but Ben Ashmoshes is mutter. The toimin, Mestacham, you're allowed to be toimin, hide it or cover it up on Ben Ashmoshes. You can put in the whole kupa full of this, like, muchin means prepared shmatis. That the heat will keep inside the pot. It'll have something around it to preserve the heat inside it. When it comes Shabbos, the Gemara will explain why the medik zera, you can't be taming on Shabbos itself. But Ben Hashmashis, it's only a suffix if it's Shabbos or not. Here the Rabbanan didn't make the Xerion to make Hatzmon. You're allowed to make Hatzmon of Ben Ashmoshes. So the Gemara, Minohani Mili, that there's such an Indian to ask your wife before Shabbos that you do these three things. Ami Yabishur Ben Levi, Yom Akroa, the post, it says, V'yodata ki shalom ha'olecha, you should know that there's shalom in your house, u'fakarata novecha, and you should look about into your house. Fakarata check over novecha your house. V'loi sechta, n'mokam arachet. That's pshat, you're supposed to check out the house, make sure no chet will be there. So that's a svar, before Shabbos, you have to make sure they did all the things that you have to do before Shabbos. Omar Rabba, Bar Rafuna, Afagav Yom Rabbonin. Shloisha Dvorim Tzodach Odom Leymar, the Mishnah says you have to say these three things. You have to ask your wife, he's Mechadish Dot, Sorfle Memrino Benichusa. When you ask your wife, you have to ask it nicely. You have to Benichusa nicely, don't yell and don't say too stark, they won't listen. The way to get them to listen is b'nechusa, ask them nicely. So the marki heichad lekablinu minei. That's the way they'll be mekablet from you. So the whole purpose of asking them is that they should be mekablet from you. This is the yetzer. Omer Rav Ashi zekavashi ano lo yishmir li hod Rabba Bar Rafuna. I didn't hear this chiddush from Rabba Bar Rafuna that Shan the Mishnah is supposed to say b'nechusa. Abazok Rav Ashi v'kiyamti misvara. I was mekayim misvara. My own das told me that. That since this Indian is to tell your wife that she should listen to you, the way you get her to listen to you is by saying it nicely. So the Gemara, Hogufa Kasha, I have a stira now in the Mishnah. Or Marta, the beginning of the Mishnah says, Shleishu Devorim Tzorach Odom Loim Abatech Beis Eirah Shabbos Im Chashecha. It's a diak Im Chashecha. You have to ask your wife, did you make an Erev before Shabbos? It's before Shki. Im Chashecha means right before Shkiya. It's Mashmin, that's when you can make an Erev. Or Besofik Chashecha, Sofik in the Chashecha, once it came after Shki already, that's a Sofik if it's Shabbos or not, loy, then there's no more Eitz, you don't have to ask your wife anymore, it's too late, she can't make an Erev anymore. V'odetone, at the end of the Mishnah says, Sofik Chashecha, Sofik in the Chashecha, I feel you have a Sofik now Ben Ashmoshes, it's already after the Shkiya, you have a Sofik, did you have a Sofik Shabbos or not, Marv, the Mishnah says you could make an Erev. So it's a stir in the Mishnah, you're allowed to make an Erev Ben Ashmoshes, so you're not allowed to make the Erev Ben Ashmoshes, that's the stir. So we'll still come to Teret soon. So Trashi Im Chashecha means the boy join when it's still daytime. Ho, there's still time before Shkia to make Truma Samaisis and to make an Erev. So it's a stir. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, Sofek Chashecha, it's awesome. It's Mutta. Sofek Chashecha, you are allowed to. So the Morris Timim Begufiya Zimra Tipora Bechavola Dimilsa. So let's see. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav Lekasha. I can yash the stira like this. Kan Beruve Tchumim, Kan Beruve Chatzeris. There are two different types of Eruvim you want to make Erev Shabbos. One's called Beruve Tchumim. That's a more chomedic Erev that's in a smachta for an apostic. And there's a Bekiva sheet in Erev and it says, even with the writer, that you're not allowed to walk outside our Payamama, outside your city on Shabbos. If you want to walk more than Alpayim Amma out of your city, the Yetzir is before Shabbos, you have to put a pas there, you make an Erev Tachumim, as if that's your place, you're living there, and from that place you go another Alpayim Amma. That's called the Ruba Tachumim. And that's only Mutter to do Kodim Shabbos, before Ben Ashmoshes. But once it comes Ben Ashmoshe, that's awesome. Can the safe of the Mishnah that says it's Mutta, Filo Ben Ashmoshe, is Beruvi Chatzeris. Beruvi Chatzeris means you already have a pure Rishus HaYochid. You have four walls there, just you have two people living there. So Rabban Amen, Ksas Gzeru, if you carry from your house to your neighbor's house, it looks like you may carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabban. So Rabban Amen, Gzeru, don't carry there, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris. That's not such a chomadik yisar. There's no asmachta from the postik. It's only stam and zerim and the rabbonin. So in this zerim, the rabbonin will make them ben ashmoshes. That's a teretz vestiva. Teretz vestiva. So Trashi, Peru v'tchumim tikin malia. That's called a real good tikin you have to do. Why? The asamchu rabbonin tchum akroy. That's some mandiyom is an asmachta. You have a postik for it. The afil l'man diyomet chum the rabbon. Afil l'man diyomet says no. It's 100% only mid the rabbon. No, it's master is because I'm going to be ervin. Abi afina mokem mi mokem or mokem menisim. More an ervin gefort learns that for some asmachtes. So the gefort that has a chomedik inyan eruvet chumim, like you're going out of your mokem, you're like curating a new mokem, that you have to do before Shabbos. Ah, vol eruvet chatzeros chum mi almu. As Midrash says, nothing wrong. A Rubik Chatzeris means you have four walls all around you. You just want to carry from your house to your friend neighbor's house. It's only Chumra B'Yalmo. But Lemikri Shavisim Al Yisro, it's not called a real good Shavis. You have to create something new here. Or Sveika, the Ben Hashemoshe Shapet Dami. Therefore, on this Rubik Chatzeris, Rabban will make on, even Ben Hashemoshe, you could make a Rubik Chatzeris. Right. V'yomar Rabban Rabban Nochachidish. Omru Loi Shnaim. If two people told one person, Save Arav Olenu. Go make an error for us. So the Machlok is showing him what type of an error we're talking about. Rashi learns we're talking about even the chomatic error of a Ruvet Chumen. Hey, two people told one Ruvain, made him a shliach, go make an Ruvet Chumen for both of us. Hey, both these people wanted to walk outside the city on Shabbos Apai Mama, so they both gave a piece of bread to this Ruvain and told Ruvain, put the bread at the end of the Apai Mama. Is Li'achet Li'echod Iruv Olav V'Bajoyin. Now Ruvain went, and one of these pieces of bread, it's like a put there before Shabbos. Oli echad for the other person, iruv olav ben ashmoshes. He first put the bread down ben ashmoshes. He didn't make the eruv the way he's supposed to before Shkia. He put the eruv down after Shkia. So halacha is like this. The maaseh was like this. Zesh iruv olav b'bay joim. The one that Reuven put the bread down for the person b'bay joim before Shabbos on Friday afternoon, the way he's supposed to. What happened with that piece of bread? Nechal aruv ben ashmoshes. Echveis, the dog came and ate up the bread ben ashmoshes. And the lacha is, when you make Erev Tchumim, albeit at the beginning of Shabbos, your bread is in that place, you call it Shvisa. Even after Shabbos starts, if somebody eats it up or a dog takes it away, don't make a difference. About the beginning of Shabbos, your kaina, your Shvisa, where the bread is, the Erev is chal. Now here the case was, ben ashmoshes, the dog came and ate up the bread. So it's a suffix, is this called Shabbos is here yet or not? If it's called Shabbos is here, so I don't care if the dog ate it up. At the beginning of Shabbos, your bread was here, the Erev would be chal. So you have a suffix, Ben Ashmoshes, is it good or not? So it will soon say, he says it's kosher. So what the Maaseh was, Zesh Yerub Olam Boy Yoyim, the person that he put the Erev down for Friday, the way he's supposed to, is the Maaseh Akum was Nechel Rubi Ben Ashmoshes. A dog came and ate up his Erev, Ben Ashmoshes. Zesh Yerub Olam Ben Ashmoshes. Now the other person, Reuven, first put his bread down for him, Ben Ashmoshes. That's when he first made the Erev Tchuma for him. And what happened? Nechal Reuven Meshach Sheikha. A dog came and ate up his bread first later, after it was Vadi Shabbos. So what's Talocha? Zot Rova Shneihem Kone Erev. Both of them have a good Erev. Both of them have a hetan now to walk up Haim Am on Shabbos. Fred Gemorta Stira Monoshach. How could that be both as good? Monoshach. What is the din of Ben Ashmoshes? If the Shkia Tulub comes Vade Laila, what din does that have? E Ben Ashmoshes Yumamhu, if you're going to tell me Shkia, if the Shkia until Vade Laila has a din of Yoim, so that's why you're allowed to put the Erev. You can make an Erev then. Or Bezoi, it's good Basra Likna. It's good why the second person is cutting his Erev. Because even though the person first put the Erev down after Shkia Ben Ashmoshes, who was saying Ben Ashmoshes is still called Yoim. When did the dog eat up the Erev? After it became Vada Laila. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was there. It's good, but his Erev is Chal. Or the Kama, the first person, a Likni. The first person shouldn't be carrying his Erev. The first person, he put the Erev down, Takim Aboy Join, before Shabbos, but the dog came and ate up the bread, Ben Ashmoshes. So if you're telling me now, Ben Ashmoshes is called Yoin, comes to say the dog ate up the bread before Shabbos even came about. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there was no Erev of yours, Alpayim Mama, you can't be crying the Shvisa outside. So how could you say both people are crying the Shvisa to Spiro? Is Ben HaShemoshes Yomayim or not? Ella, my was be Ben HaShemoshes Laila, if you want to tell me no. As soon as it becomes Laila, right away with Nechsha, as soon as it becomes Shkia, like Ben HaShemoshes, we say it has a din Laila right away. Of the Zoy, then Faker, Tokama Likni. It's good why the first person's Erev is a good Erev. Because since he put the Erev there before Shkia, so the Erev was put down at the right time, and at the beginning of Shkia, that's the beginning of Shabbos, that's called Laila, the Erev was still there, and the dog first ate it up, Ben HaShemoshes. So it's good why his Erev is good. Of a Basra, the Likni. Of a Zoy, the Basra, the second one, shouldn't be Chal. Why? Because he first put his Erev down, Ben HaShemoshes. If you're telling me now Ben HaShemoshes is called Laila ready, it's too late to put an Erev. You have to put the Erev down the Oidyoin. Before Shabbos, you have to put the Erev down. You can't put the Erev down on Shabbos. See, if you're telling me now, after Shkia, Ben HaShemoshes is already called Laila, it's too late to put the Erev down. So, who are these two psukim are Rav Astiro? How could both people here be Yoitz of the Erev Tchumim? Monashach. Is Ben HaShemoshes Yoim or is Ben HaShemoshes Laila? And for the Gemara and Echanami, Ben HaShemoshes Sveku. B'yemesin after Shkia until Tzeis Kechavim is called a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if that's called Yoim still, or is it called Laila ready? Or Sveikin Rabbanim Lekula. If out here we're talking about an Erev Tchumim, which is only an Issad Rabbanim to walk outside the city of Payimama, so Suffolk Rabbanim and Rabbanim went Lekula both ways. See if you put your Erev down before Shkia, and then the door came and ate it, Ben HaShemoshes, we never on Lekula, Ben HaShemoshes is already called Shabbos. And the Erev was Chal, you're allowed to eat, allowed to walk there. For the second person that first put the Erev down, Ben HaShemoshes, we say no, Ben HaShemoshes is still called Yoim. So mainly put his Erev down before Shabbos. Then it came Chashek, his Erev is Chal, he has a good Erev. So Maila, we go to Kula both ways. Here's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Obviously, Taiz asked the Stira from the Gemara before. The Gemara before, we just asked the Stira to the Reisha to say for the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is Mashmo, you can't make an Erev, Ben HaShemoshes. You can only make an Erev at the beginning, Mevoid Yoim. At the end, the Mishnah says you can even make an Erev of Ben HaShemoshes. So what was the Gemara's Teres before? Kan Beru B'Tchumim, Kan Beru B'Chaseris. That Eru V'Tchumim, you can't make Ben HaShemoshes. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Eru V'Tchumim, Rashi says, is a Chomadika Erev, that since it has a Smachta from the Posik, you can't do that Ben HaShemoshes. So there is a Stira. At the beginning of the Mishnah says Eru V'Tchumim, cannot be done Ben HaShemoshes, you cannot do it Mevoid Yoim. Here, what Rashi learns, our Gemara is talking about Ruv Tchumim, say no. Even for Ruv Tchumim, still we go to Kula. And we say, Ben HaShemoshes, you go to Kula and say, it's still called Yoim, it's still called Laila. The Chutz is still to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the beginning, that a Ruv Tchumim, can't do Ben HaShemoshes. And here we're saying, even a Ruv Tchumim, cannot be Chal Ben HaShemoshes. So Tosafot says, what you have to say, according to Rashi, is, the Gemara here means here, B'dievit. Avadim Mitzchila, the Mishnah says, a Ruv Tchumim should only be put down before Ben HaShemoshes. Once it comes Ben HaShemoshes, Mitzchila, you should not make an Erev Tchumim anymore. Mashaken, if you want to, a Ruv Chateres you could make. That's Pshat to say for the Mishnah. If you want to make a Ruv Chateres for Mitzchila, you're allowed to do it Ben HaShemoshes. Mashaken, the Mitzchila, you can't make a Ruv Tchumim. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Here's the Gemara saying, B'dievet. Lo Yitzui is somebody already put down his Erev. What can he do now? Ben HaShemoshes is the Erev Chal or not? It's a Chiddush here, yes. B'dievet, we also say, you're allowed to go Lekula both ways. That's the way Tosis Miyashim according to Rashi's Pshat. But Tosis doesn't like Rashi's Pshat so much. Therefore, Tosis learns our Gemara is also Aval Oratom Erubi Chaseris. It's not talking about a Ruv Tchumin, Avada for Ruv Tchum, how Tais is even the Yevid, the Erev won't be Chal. Now, our Gemara is also talking about the Ruv Chaseris. A Ruv Chaseris then is good, like the end of the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Bein HaShemoshes, you're allowed to make a Ruv Chaseris. Because since it's only a Chumim, the Rabbanim will make a Bein HaShemoshes, has a Din Yoim and a Din Laila, and it can go both ways the Kula. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi. Ben HaShemoshes Kohen Erev should chilas tushas hayoyim. That's the beginning of Shabbos. Nechal she'ochlo kelev hayodim. Either kelev ate up the bread or a person. She'irav olavim vayoyim. Haniach eruv v'lasayif atchum vayoyim. One person they put down the bread before Shkia. V'loi his pikla ha'shech mamish, and the bread didn't stay until the mamish became laila. Ha'chenechal Ben HaShemoshes. A door came and ate it up even Ben HaShemoshes. Is aloche shneim kono erev. Lagave Haishi Nechal Ben Hashmoshes, they get to the person that his bread was eating up, was eaten up Ben Hashmoshes, Misharvin Le Laila. We say as soon as it came Shkia, it's called Laila, it's called Shabbos. The Yamrina, we say, Fa Kiddush Hayom Mib'oid, the Erev Kayim. At the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Shkia, we say the Erev was still there, that's when the Dusha Shabbos starts, so the Erev was Chal. The Kona Erev. The Lacha Kareb Yosef, Pasmal Kareb Yosef, Yom Abiyarabin, Sofik Erev Kosher. I feel like you have a Sofik Erev, you could go Lakula. This is Rashi Shitu, Pasmal Kareb Yosef, even by Ruve, Tchumim, still we go Lakula. O Lagave, the High Shunach Olav Ben Hashmoshois, the second person that he first put down the bread, for him Ben Hashmoshois, Viniskayim Achet Hashaychon, and the bread stood there, until Vade Lailon, Misharvin, for him, the Ben Hashmoshois Shimama. Then we go to Kula and say no. If the Shkia ben Hashmosh is still called Yom, V'adayin l'kiddush Hayom, Kishunach. When you first put down the bread, it wasn't too late, it wasn't Shabbos yet. V'nimtze shehoi yishon kvar v'shas k'niyas erev. So when the Shabbos first started, this sad, when it comes Chashecha, your piece of bread was there ready, so mail the erev could be chal. Is the kashim on the shoch? What is ben hashmoshes? Is it yom or is it laila? Bas v'likni zeh shunachol ben hashmoshes. Kamu likni sharei nechel v'yoyim. If you tell them ben hashmoshes is called yoyim, so why is the first one chal? Hocha gassin lan Rashi. Sveikad rabboni kloima. Ho milsa de mesafkulon. I ben hashmoshes yomom or laila. That we have a sofik. If the shkia, what din does it have? Is it called yom or laila? The milsa de rabbonon. Something that gave to a mitzvah de rabbonon. Israelon. The Ruvit Chumim. What's negate the Ruvit Chumim, the Rabbon, it's negate to it's only the Rabbon and Ruvit Chumim. The whole Sveik Rabbon and Kula. And all Sveik and Rabbon, you go to Kula. So this is the way Tosfos and Miashe, the Steer with Rashi. But how could Rashi now Gemara saying here, Sofa the Rabbon and Ruvit Chumim, you go to Kula, the Gemara just before answered the Steer with the Mishnah, the Rashi of the Mishnah says you can only make an Erev, Miboy Joim, and not Ben Hashemoshes. You say Ben Hashemoshes, you can't make an Erev Chumim. As how come here Rashi saying now you couldn't make an Erev Tchumim Ben Hashmoshes? That's why it's terrorist that the Mishnah is talking about Metchila. L'chatchila you can't make an Erev Tchumim Boy Joim. When it comes Sofik Hashaycha Ben Hashmoshes, Metchila you can't put the Erev Tchumim down. Only Erev Chatzeris you're allowed to do Metchila Ben Hashmoshes. Mashaykh, and here the Gemara is talking about B'dievid, the person already put down the Erev, B'dievid he put down the Erev, then we say it could be Chal. B'dievid is good. Right. Something more right. V'yoma Rova. What's wrong with even on Shabbos, you have a hot pot. You just took off the fire on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap it around with towels. You're not allowed to make hot tumana on Shabbos. What's wrong? You're not doing any malocha. You're not doing it with something that's moistef hevel, just with a regular towel. How come you can't wrap around a pot on Shabbos with a towel? You can't wrap around the dover shein of moistef hevel with a plain towel that's not going to make the pot hotter. It's only going to contain the heat inside it. Mishach Hashecha. The Teretz is Gzera Shema Yasiach. We're geyser that if you're, what's your purpose in doing this? You want the heat to stay inside the pot. So sometimes the pot will cool off and you'll be very disappointed. So what are you going to do? You'll put it back on the fire. You start cooking again. So Gzera, you shouldn't come to cook up the pot again. The made Gzera don't make hatmona. Don't put, wrap it around with towels on Shabbos. Because if you dash it to wrap it around to keep the heat, we're afraid sometimes you'll be disappointed and you go and light it up and start cooking mitchila. How come the Lacha read before Shabbos, or the Mishnah says, Ben Hashmoshes even, you're allowed to take the pot off the fire and wrap it around with towels, Ben Hashmoshes. That you're allowed to. There's a kashrif, there's a gzeirot. By wrapping around with towels, you're going to come mamash to cook on Shabbos. So such a gzeirot should even make Ben Hashmoshes. That's a real good gzeirot. It's a gzeirot, you're going to come to cook on Shabbos. So even Ben Hashmoshes, it should be also to wrap around with towels. The Teretz is poshid, omalei, stam kederis rois chosein. Ben Hashmoshes, it means right before Shabbos, that's when you cook up your cholent, you cook up the soup. Your soup. So when you take the pot off the fire right before Shabbos, avada then the pot is hot. So if you want to be moist, if you want to wrap it around to make hatmona then, there's no gzeira you're going to find out that the soup is going to be cold and you come to heat it up again. Because usually Ben Hashmoshes is the time you just took it off the oven. So avada the soup is still hot. You're just wrapping it around now that it should stay hot for another hour till you come home from shul. But here there's no gzeira you're going to come to cook it up again. When is the gzeira? Later at night. Later at night you took the pot off the oven before Shkia. So now it's a few hours later. Now you can start to wrap it up around. You see, your purpose is you want a mamash make it hot again or keep the heat. So then we're afraid it's taken not so hot anymore. It's a few hours off the oven. Maybe you come to heat it up again. So therefore, ben hashmosh, there's no gzera, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to wrap something around the towels. So the Mara heard Rashi. Hope you see Amar Rova. That you are allowed to wrap it around a ben hashmoshes. Time of why the sofik hashecha is only a sofik. It's a deal called vaday hashecha when it comes night time vaday. Then I'm timed in. The stamat tamone bedavish ena moistiv hevel. Usually when you wrap around the pot, it's not with something that's moistiv hevel that's going to make it even hotter. The evil bedavir moistiv hevel was if you can wrap it around with something that mamish makes it hotter. A filum avoy joy moster. But we'll have later. Even avoid joining, not allowed to wrap around the soup pot with something that's going to make it hotter. Like if you have hot coals inside your towel wrapping around, you're not allowed to wrap around with something that's going to make it hotter. Can it not be paragdal? We'll see later. And time nim lebegefis. You can't be taming around with type of tar. That tar makes it hotter even. There is a gzeira, shema yimtzik beirosesh in tanlo kishayirta latamino. Now, what's the gzeira here? The gzeira is maybe you're going to find a pot later that's going to be cooled off already. Kishayirta latamino. When you're going to come at nighttime later to make katamona, to put the towel around the soup pot, you're going to find out the soup has come out cold already. What are you going to do now? V'yasichenu tchila. First you put it back on the oven and you start cooking up again. V'nimtzim avashu b'shabbos, come to say shemam is cooking on Shabbos. That's why they made gzera on Shabbos. You can't make hatamono. So the Gemara is Rashi. Okay, ben hashmosh and amin nigzor. To a shvus ma'ayusay. This is a very good shvus. It's gzera. Maybe you come to find your soup is cold already, and you're going to want to put the towel around the soup. It's too late, so you can put it on the fire first to cook it up. You'll be obvious official. So even ben hashmosh, they should have made this gzera. So ika gzera isod yiraisa. This mamish gzera. You come to cook on Shabbos. The ton of the masnitzin isle the gozu al shvus ben hashmosh. Our time of the mission holds that they made the gzeres the rabbonin even ben hashemoshes. Just like the mission says, you can't take off trumas and maizes ben hashemoshes, even though it's only yisrael the rabbonin taking off trumas and maizes. Of about the gzeres, you can't do it ben hashemoshes. See, also it's a good gzeres. You shouldn't come to cook even ben hashemoshes. And there it is, ben hashemoshes is no gzeres. Why? Because Royce is saying. Usually people let the soup cook on the fire until mamish, right before shkia, to right before you turn off the fire. So ben hashmoshes, the soup pot is still hot. There's no gzera now, maybe in this few minutes now, that the soup cooled off already, and you come to put it back on the fire. It's mistava, the soup ben hashmoshes is still very hot. So what's your purpose in putting the towel around just to contain, to keep the heat inside the soup? There's nothing wrong with that. That's mutter. Just later on Shabbos, if you want to make hatamono, we're afraid by nighttime already, huh? Then the soup cooled off already. So before you come to wrap it around, what's your purpose of keeping it hot? You see it's cold already, so we're afraid then you're going to put it on the fire again first to heat it up. That's the gzera. But ben hashmosh, it doesn't pass the gzera because then all the pots are hot. The time before Shkia. Means before Shkia. Yeah, 18 minutes. Well, usually that's how Adlokas, that's the Shia of Adlokas. And Rashi says, it shouldn't be too much before, then you forget and say, ah, plenty of time, you won't take care of it. It means like 18, 20 minutes before Shabbos. Right? You're right. Imcha Shekha is a bit of modern Lashon. Doesn't mean mamish with the night time. It means right before it. Right? Yeah, right. Then right. That's what we're saying, right? Only ben hashmoshes. Right. Only ben hashmoshes you're allowed to. Once it's vadi chashech, he can't make hatmona. Hatmona was also on Shabbos. V'yom ha'rov ha'zat rov. Mifnei ma'omru, how can rabbonim make exer?